Lesson 143, Ether Chapter 1. Introduction. Moroni abridged the Book of Ether from the 24 gold plates found by the search party sent by Limhi. See Mosiah 8, verses 7 through 11. These plates contain the history of the Jaredite people. The account of the Jaredites begins with Jared and his brother seeking the Lord's compassion and guidance for their families and friends when the Lord confounded the languages of the people at the Tower of Babel. Because the brother of Jared prayed to the Lord faithfully, the Lord preserved the language of Jared, his brother, and their families and friends. The Lord declared that he would lead them to a promised land, where they would become a great nation. Suggestions for teaching. Ether chapter 1, verses 1 through 32. Moroni records the genealogy of Ether back to Jared at the Tower of Babel. To help students remember where the Book of Ether came from, review with them the diagram titled Overview of Journeys in Mosiah chapter 7 through 24 in the appendix of this manual. Ask them to refer to Journey number 4, Attempt to Find Zarahemla. Then invite them to look for what Limhi's people found on this journey. Ask them to turn to the first page of the Book of Ether. The summary below the title explains that the Book of Ether was taken from the 24 plates found by the people of Limhi. Please refer to the chart in the manual. Explain that after Moroni finished the record of his father, he wrote an abridgment, or an abbreviated version, of the record found on the 24 gold plates. This record contained the history of the Jaredites who lived on the American continent before the Nephites and Lamanites. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ether 1, verses 1 through 5. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Moroni chose to include in his abridgment of the Jaredite record. According to verse 5, what did Moroni choose to include in his abridgment of the Jaredite record? If you have access to a depiction of the Tower of Babel, consider displaying it. Ask students to summarize what they know about the tower referred to in Ether 1, verse 5, and what happened to those who tried to build it. It was called the Tower of Babel. The Lord confounded the language of the people who tried to build it and scattered them because of their wickedness. Summarize Ether 1, 6 through 32 by explaining that Moroni began his account of the Jaredite history by recording the ancestry of the prophet Ether, who wrote the history on 24 gold plates. Moroni recorded Ether's ancestry back to the man named Jared, who lived during the time of the Tower of Babel. Ether chapter 1, verses 33 through 43. Through the prayers of the brother of Jared, his family and friends receive mercy and guidance. Ask students if any of them have ever been in a place where they could not understand the language the people around them were speaking. Invite them to share how they felt in that situation. Then ask them to imagine how it must have felt for the people around the Tower of Babel when they realized that everyone's language was being confounded. If you were in that situation, whose communication would you miss the most? Why? Invite a student to read Ether, chapter 1, verses 33 and 34 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who Jared wanted to be able to communicate with. Who did Jared want to be able to communicate with? What did Jared propose so that his family and friends could continue to communicate with one another? From Ether, chapter 1, verses 33 and 34, what do you learn about how Jared felt about his brother and his brother's prayers? Divide the class into pairs. In each partnership, have the students take turns reading aloud from Ether 1, 35 through 42. Ask them to look for the prayers of the brother of Jared and for the Lord's answers to those prayers. When students have had enough time to read, ask, what stands out to you about the prayers of the brother of Jared? Invite students to consider marking the phrase, cry unto the Lord, or similar phrases in verses 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, and 39. In what ways is crying unto Heavenly Father different from just saying a prayer? How did the Lord answer the prayers of the brother of Jared? Invite students to consider marking phrases about the Lord's compassion in verses 35, 37, and 40. What principle can we learn from the way the brother of Jared prayed and the way the Lord answered his prayers? Following students' responses, write on the board the following principle. As we consistently cry unto God in faith, He will have compassion on us. Invite students to consider writing this principle in their scriptures. Note: Identify doctrines and principles. One central purpose of the scriptures is to teach doctrines and principles of the gospel. Identifying doctrines and principles as they are found in the scriptures is one of the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning. Learning how to identify them takes thoughtful effort and practice. It is important that when they are identified, they are clearly and simply stated to ensure these truths are clear in students' minds. Invite a student to read aloud the following statements by President Spencer W. Kimball and Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask students to listen for what it means to consistently cry unto God in faith. Quote, "Do you get answers to your prayers? Do you offer a few trite words and worn-out phrases? Or do you talk intimately to the Lord? Do you pray occasionally when you should be praying regularly, often, constantly?" End quote. From Spencer W. Kimball, Prayer, New Era, March 1978. Quote, "Let your Father in heaven know of your feelings, your needs, your concerns, your hopes and aspirations. Speak to him with total confidence, knowing that he will hear and respond." End quote. From Richard G. Scott, The Power of a Strong Testimony, Ensign, November 2001. What stands out to you in these statements about how we can more consistently cry unto God? Testify that you know Heavenly Father loves us and desires to bless us when we call upon Him regularly. Before class, write the following questions on the board, or you might consider providing them on a handout or reading them aloud slowly so students can write them down. When have you felt Heavenly Father's compassion in answer to prayer? What can you do to make your prayers more meaningful? Invite students to answer these questions in their class notebooks or study journals. You may want to give them an opportunity to share what they write. Explain that the account in Ether 1 can give us additional insights into God's love for us and the blessings that come through prayer. Invite a student to read Ether 143 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for blessings that God promised, even though the brother of Jared had not specifically asked for them. What additional blessings did the Lord promise the people? The Lord promised to direct them to a land of promise. In addition, He gave them specific instructions about how to make initial preparations for their journey. He also promised that He would raise up a great nation from their families, and that there would be no greater nation on the earth. According to Ether 143, what reason did the Lord give for promising blessings beyond those the brother of Jared had requested? The Lord promised additional blessings because the brother of Jared had been faithful in his prayers. You may want to suggest that students mark the following phrase in Ether 143, quote, "Because this long time ye have cried unto me," end quote. What principle can we learn from Ether 143? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we pray regularly to God with faith, we can receive blessings beyond those we request. You may want to suggest that students write this principle in their scriptures. What does this principle teach us about the character of our Heavenly Father? When have you seen this principle in your life or in the life of someone you know? After students share their answers, you may want to share examples from your life or the lives of others. The Prophet Joseph Smith is a good example of this principle. He received blessings beyond those he requested when he prayed to know which church was true, and when he prayed to know of his standing before the Lord. To conclude, encourage students to make an effort to pray with greater sincerity. Also encourage them to remember that Heavenly Father is filled with compassion, and that He will answer their prayers according to their faithfulness and according to what He knows will bring the greatest blessings into their lives. Commentary and background information. Ether chapter 1, verses 34 and 35. What is the name of the brother of Jared? Elder George Reynolds, of the Presidency of the 70, related the following account, which shows that the name of the brother of Jared was revealed to the Prophet Joseph Smith. Quote, "While residing in Kirtland, Elder Reynolds Cahoon had a son born to him. One day, when President Joseph Smith was passing his door, he called the prophet in and asked him to bless and name the baby. Joseph did so and gave the boy the name of Mahonri Moriankomer. When he had finished the blessing, he laid the child on the bed, and turning to Elder Cahoon, he said, "The name I have given your son is the name of the brother of Jared. The Lord has just shown or revealed it to me." Elder William F. Cahoon, who was standing near, heard the prophet make this statement to his father. And this was the first time the name of the brother of Jared was known in the church in this dispensation. End quote. From George Reynolds, The Jaredites, Juvenile Instructor, May 1, 1892.